And this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and each week we check in with the executive director of the Civ City Initiative to determine where our opportunities are when it comes to civic and community engagement. Welcome back, Mary Morgan.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, David Fair. How are you?
I am spectacular.
Good.
He says facetiously. Just about 2 weeks remain until the November 7th election, Marianne. In Ann Arbor, there are contested races for several of the city council wards, and there's going to be another opportunity for voters in the second ward to learn more from incumbent Jane Lum and challenger Jared Hofford. What's happening there?
The Orchard Hills Maplewood Homeowners Association is having a forum this coming Sunday. That's October 29th at 4 p.m. at the Traverwood branch. It's an opportunity for residents in Ward 2 to actually hear directly from the candidates, incumbent Jane Lum and Democrat Jared Hofford. I think it's great when neighborhood associations, candidate forums, they're very concentrated, obviously open to anyone, but specifically designed for a way to residents that can hear what candidates have to say about their own neighborhood. So I think that's a great opportunity.
Now, as I mentioned, that is not the only race taking place for Ann Arbor City Council. Are you getting a sense of whether or not incumbents are going to hold on to their seats or whether or not we're going to see some changeover?
It's really hard to tell. I will say that I think there are strong challengers this year in each of the races for incumbents. So I think that it will be perhaps more difficult to retain their seats. But, you know, it's always a uphill battle if you're challenging an incumbent. And I guess I would be surprised to see turnover, but you never know. And that's the beauty of democracy, right?
Exactly right. I do want to mention that in addition to Ann Arbor City Council, there are other communities that have candidate races to determine. Contested races for Dexter and Milan City Council and uncontested races for several other offices in area communities. There are also a number of ballot proposals that will be decided. There's the countywide mental health and public safety millage issue, a renewage millage for special education services in the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. The Saline and Lincoln Consolidated School Districts each have two proposals on the ballot, and Chelsea and Webster and Sharon Townships have issues to be decided as well. You can check out all the candidate listings and ballot language on the Washtenaw County Elections Division webpage. And once again, Mary, Orchard Hills Maplewood Homeowners Association, what time is that forum this coming weekend?
It's 4 o'clock on Sunday at the Traverwood Library Branch.
And, of course, as we head towards the election, getting as much information as you can is very important. And you have a couple of resources you'd like to rely on, one of which you were involved with.
Right. Civ City actually puts together information for a website called AnnArborVotes.org. It's a nonpartisan site. We're providing information primarily for the Ann Arbor voters, but that also includes county and some regional ballot proposals that all people in Washtenaw County will be voting on. So it's a great resource. Also, the League of Women Voters vote411.org site is a great resource. Again, nonpartisan, and if you're looking to find who's on your ballot, you can go there and It's nice to have a nonpartisan place to go and find information about the upcoming elections.
Agree wholeheartedly. And Mary, when voters do go to the polls, and hopefully in much greater than numbers than in the primary in August, there will be some new voting machines. Have you seen them or experienced them as of yet?
I haven't, but I'm hoping to go to one of the upcoming open houses. The Washtenaw County Elections Division has had one open house so far, and they're having another one this coming Wednesday, October 25th. It's really a great opportunity. You know, all the county polling places will have new equipment this year. I don't think it's going to really change dramatically the voting experience, but there'll be some differences. And I think that most of it's behind the scenes, but it'll be good to have the opportunity to check it out. You can go from 5 to 7 this Wednesday, the county's Learning Resource Center, 4135 Washtenaw, and they also have information online if you go to the ewashtenaw.org and then the Elections Division website. You can get all sorts of information, including frequently asked questions and photos of the new machines. So I think people, they just want people to be prepared.
Yeah, ultimately, things like this will make things more efficient. But typically, when we go through a change, things tend to slow down the first time around. So the more familiar you are, perhaps the quicker voting will go for you. Once again, if you want to check out the new voting equipment, head to the open house from 5 to 7, Wednesday, October 25th at the County's Learning Resource Center at 4135 Washtenaw Avenue. You are listening to Civic Matters, a regular Monday feature on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside our content partner. Mary Morgan is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. And Mary, sometimes it's easy to take for granted even that which is essential to our well-being and quality of life. Modern convenience and technology afford us the luxury of just kind of assuming that when we hit the switch, the lights are going to come on. And if we turn on the faucet, water will come out. But as you found out, not all water is created equally, is it?
That is so true. And I recently visited South Dakota, the state capital of South Dakota, which I've also learned is pronounced Pierre, not Pierre.
I wouldn't have known.
For those of you who care. I didn't know either. I was kind of shocked by the smell of the water there. It is quite distinct. It smells to me like rotten eggs.
Oh, so it's got that sulfur smell.
I had an
extended family member with a farm down in Dundee, and yeah, you walk in the house and it was overwhelming.
Yes. Well, I grew up with well water, which had a faint sulfuric smell, but this was sort of exponentially stronger than that, and it was quite, you know, you took a shower, felt like you were bathing in rotten eggs, that kind of thing.
Didn't make you want to drink it either, did it?
No, I'm assured that it's safe to drink, but no, it was not tasty. And it really made me appreciate the water quality here in Ann Arbor, which, you know, the city likes to, you know, talk about the awards that it wins on water quality, and you know, you kind of roll your eyes a little bit, but there are people who are working really hard on that, and it's great water, and we take it for granted.
What we also take for granted is the infrastructure that helps us create
right.
that water system, and infrastructure spending. That is an issue not only here but throughout the nation. But the city is looking at some upgrades.
They're looking at some upgrades, and as part of that process, they've put together an advisory group to look at what it might cost in terms of increased rates for water and wastewater services. They're meeting. They've been meeting since the summer. They're going to have a meeting this upcoming week on October 25th. It's open to the public. It's at the water treatment plant, which I would encourage people to check out even if they can't go this week.
Yeah, it's a cool process.
It's very cool, and they have open houses occasionally throughout the year. But the committee that's meeting this week, they're working to ultimately make recommendations to the city council, who would have to approve any rate increases that would come along. So I think that, you know, now's the time to just kind of be aware of that. And people usually are surprised when they get the bill. But this is the kind of the work that happens beforehand, right? So it's a good time to weigh in.
Once again, that Public Advisory Committee meeting is open to the public Wednesday, October 25th at 4 p.m. at the Water Treatment Plant. You are listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative, Mary Morgan. Mary, I think you're probably with me that we enjoy fall in Southeast Michigan, just a beautiful time of year. Perhaps, again, something that we take for granted, and maybe, just maybe, that's because in addition to the beauty of the changing leaves and the burst of color that brings into our lives, there's still a lot of orange that creates headaches and inconvenience, am I right?
You are correct. And even though I don't own a car, I still experience the traffic and the craziness of road construction, which isn't quite over. The season isn't quite over yet.
It's a perpetual construction zone.
It truly is. It seems like it's been worse a little bit in the recent years, but I want to just point people to some resources where people can get information about road closures, because it's important just to, you know, be aware of where to avoid if you have to. And there's some that are actually starting in the next, either have started recently or starting the next few days. Miller Avenue is going to be closed to westbound traffic between M14 and North Miller Maple Road, for example.
Yeah, nice and convenient.
Yeah, there's going to be bridge work on Packard and US 23. That started yesterday, and the road won't be closed, but there will be some lane shifts, and it's just going to be a little dicier at that intersection. So, the city has a road closure website. The county road commission has some information. MDOT, the Michigan Department of Transportation. So, just trying to highlight the fact that we still got some work going on. People just should be prepared.
And even when you're surprised, it's kind of expected. But nonetheless, there are those resources available to you. Take advantage of them, and perhaps, just perhaps, you'll find your way around without having to slow down for the orange cones. Mary Morgan, thank you very much for your time this week. I appreciate it, and I look forward to our next visit on next Monday.
Likewise, you take care.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative, and our content partner for this regular Monday feature, Civic Matters. For more information on what Mary has cooking, visit civcity.org. To learn more about today's topics of discussion, you can check out the Civic Matters post on our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.